Pakistan is a key player in the war in Afghanistan. The U.S. depends on Pakistan to crack down on Afghan militants who are based on the Pakistani side of the border. But today, it's clear that Pakistan has other priorities. More than 3 million people there have been hit by floods, and political violence in Karachi has killed 43 people. We'll go to Karachi in a moment, but first, we turn to the BBC's Lise Doucette in Islamabad. She's been traveling in some of the areas hardest hit by the flooding in Pakistan. Lise, what is the latest on the relief effort?
The reality is that the worst hit areas by these worst monsoon floods that anyone can remember is that the worst hit areas still have not been reached. They're completely cut off. The power lines are down. There's no telephone communications and the roads simply don't exist. And the only lifeline to these people is the Pakistan military, which has been putting dozens of its helicopters into the air. It's reached some of the people. Thousands have been airlifted to higher and safer ground. But so many people are still stranded.
And is the feeling that the government isn't doing enough, or is the government simply overwhelmed by the scale of this disaster?
The government is truly overwhelmed. Relief officials in the worst-hit province, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, have thrown up their hands in despair, and they say, what can we do? A half-century of infrastructure has been washed away over the past few days. Take the Swat Valley, where there were some 50 bridges. Not a single bridge exists now. How do you reach those people? How do you provide food and water, medical care, tents for any of these people? We were traveling across the northwest by road, and so far as we could, we were blocked in many areas because many areas of road were underwater. And all along the side of the motorway, you could see these new tented encampments which are springing up. It's hard to call them tents. They were bits of tarpaulin stretched over bits of wood. You saw women and children huddled under them under a blazing sun and the livestock with them. These are the insanitary conditions that breed the kind of diseases that carry. There is fear that there could be cholera. Certainly children are suffering from diarrhea. And when we spoke to people, they were, of course, in full view of the passengers, the motorists who went by. And they said, we have been getting food, as they put it, from the common people, but nothing yet from the government. The government is turning to its friends for help, and there's pledges of aid. But the problem is, how do you get it to people who need it?
Right. Well, people are, as you say, still stranded. But are the floodwaters at least receding at this point?
Well, the floodwaters are starting to recede in some parts of Northwest Frontier Province, and that can be difficult as well, because it will then reveal, sadly, more dead bodies, the full scale of the disaster. But just as that's happening, more heavy rains fell in the northwest. They've been falling also in the most populous province of Punjab. And tonight, relief officials confirmed that the monsoon rains would hit the southern province of Sindh. And Sindh, in the provincial capital, Karachi, last night, there was another cycle of political violence. A member of parliament in the provincial assembly was killed. That led to bloodshed of dozens of people. There was tension and looting and fires in the city. And that's the kind of environment that this disaster is going to enter into.
Yeah, we'll have more on that political violence in a moment. But regarding the flooding, I understand that helicopter relief flights actually had to be curtailed because of the continuing rain.
It's misery upon misery. You're right. This is the only way that the worst affected areas can be reached. And those had to be cancelled today because of the heavy rains. I also heard a story of how one of the few rescue boats that were available in the Swat Valley capsized. One person drowned and three others were actually rescued. You have to remember the sensitivity of this area as well. I remember also well that in the Kashmir earthquake of 2005, a whole fleet of helicopters, transport helicopters, rescue helicopters came over from Afghanistan. It was a fine and a proud moment for the U.S. military. Their ratings here in a country where anti-American sentiment runs high was boosted for a while. But you can't have American helicopters going to some of the worst affected areas because they're very close to the tribal areas and along the Afghan border, where, of course, the American military is very much involved. And in the tribal area, it's the Pakistan military, which has been battling insurgencies. And as one, you know, UN official put it to me, you can't have, you know, relief workers in U.S. and T-shirts getting out of camouflage helicopters.
Well, as you mentioned, the floodwaters are moving downstream, rain is falling, other areas are now threatened. Is the government preparing for additional flooding? Is there sandbagging going on? Are people being evacuated?
I think the government is just responding as fast as it can in this situation. There's criticism that they weren't properly prepared. It's hard to say what preparations are underway. This is a country which, even before this happened, was reeling from economic woes and continual power outages. This would be hard for any countries, but it's particularly hard for Pakistan.
Well, let's hope for clear skies. The BBC's Lise Doucette is in Islamabad. Thank you.
Thank you.